Friends, as you know, they say that imitation is the highest form of flattery. And in the New Testament, three times, today is one of them, in the New Testament, three times, St. Paul tells his followers, imitate me. Now, at first glance, that doesn't, you know, we don't do that, right? We don't say, hey, do as I do, just imitate me, right? Because it kind of comes across as boastful. But St. Paul, three times, today is especially one of them, in today's second reading to the Philippians, he says, he opens with these words. He says, join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters. And then a little bit later on in the same letter, he says to them, he says, keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. In another letter, to his first letter to the Corinthians, he says, even more explicitly, he says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Even though it comes across, we wouldn't say these words because it might come across as boastful. But St. Paul understands that his witness and his actions will make a more lasting impression than his words, right? Isn't that, you know, when it's also true with us? Yes, we understand the things that we were taught, and we understand, you know, the things that were said to us, but more often than not, we remember the impression that people form in our lives. We remember their actions and their witness. And so St. Paul understands that he must back up his teachings with his life. One of the fathers of the church says, there is no better teaching than the teacher's own example. Isn't that true? When it comes to parenting, when it comes to, you know, just leading others, being a good example, there's no better teaching than a teacher's own example. So yes, St. Paul understands that he may speak wisely and be very eloquent, but it's his example, it's his actions that will make a great impression on his followers. I'm always reminded in the rite of baptism. In the rite of baptism, especially when I baptize I actually have to go to a baptism of a, I'm a godfather of a friend of mine near Kansas City later on today. And at the end of the rite of baptism, I'm always reminded there's a beautiful blessing for the mother, the father, and then all present. And when the priest blesses the father, he says these words. He says, may he and his wife be the first teachers of their child in the ways of the faith. And then it goes on and it says, may they be the best of teachers, bearing witness to the faith by what they say and what they do. And so, friends, this is our standard as Christians, as Catholics. That yes, we, just as we do so every Sunday, as you are about to do this morning, you will profess your faith. We will profess the creed. But those words mean very little if we also don't put our faith into action and live them the other 6 days of the week. But you know what the amazing thing that happens? The amazing thing that happens when we do this, when we put our faith into action as an example for others, we evangelize the culture. We preach the gospel to those around us. I heard a story a few years ago of a Marine, and he told this story of one time he was in combat, and he said he was surrounded by the enemy. He was surrounded by the enemy, and he as he reflected back upon this event, he said, I was in a Marine's paradise, he said. He said, anywhere I shoot, I hit my enemy, right? And aren't we sort of in a similar situation? Because whenever we act as Christians, whenever we act as with that Christian example, we hit our target. And we make a difference in the lives of others. This is why our actions, we must be different. We must be different from those around us. As Catholics and as Christians, we're not called just to blend into society. We're not called to kind of blend in with everyone else. If we just blend in and no one can really tell by our actions that we're Catholic, that we're Christian, something might be wrong. Because our actions are called to radiate Christ. Our actions are to be, so to speak, they will stand out. It's okay to stand out because we're going to be different. We're called to radiate Jesus Christ in imitation of his saints. So that's why it doesn't actually, after we think about it a little bit, it doesn't come across as odd that St. Paul says, imitate me. Because in the lives of the saints, the lives of the saints is where kind of the rubber meets the road. It's where the truth that they believed, the truth that they professed, right? They had lives to live it. They had lives to back it up. And so the imitation of the saints has always been a revered practice in our spiritual tradition. Because these holy men and women, they inspire us. They inspire us and they push us to be better. And so that's why it's important that we have a patron saint, right? Today we celebrate, of course, St. Patrick, right? But it's important that we each have that patron saint. Maybe it's someone that you're named after. Maybe it's a saint that you took at the time of your confirmation. If you don't have a patron saint, I encourage you to pick one. And it could be a great Lenten practice to learn about them, to pray to them, right? To live like them and to imitate them and to let them inspire you. Let them inspire you because they lived lives, they lived the beauty of the faith in their lives. Isn't this the secret to holiness? It's imitating Jesus Christ. If we look at all the lives of the saints, right? They thought like Christ. They lived like him. They acted like him. The saints are the ones who imitated Jesus. And that's all that holiness is. You know, holiness is really, it's rather simple. It's difficult, absolutely, right? But it's simple. It's imitating Jesus. And the saints are the ones who did this in a heroic way. And so when we imitate them, if we have our patron saint and we pattern our lives on them, we are learning how to imitate Jesus because they did it in a heroic way. And when we do that, we can actually help others to do the same. Whenever we imitate the saints, we make an impression. We can actually change other people's lives and we can attract them to Jesus Christ, right? Isn't that the difference? That's why, going back to that idea, that our actions are going to be different. They are going to radiate Christ. They are going to be noticeable. But what do we do with that? We don't attract others to us. We attract others to him. Whenever we act as Christians, whenever we let our faith shine forth, not afraid to be different, not afraid to have those conversations, we live lives that are attractive, that are magnetic, And the goal, the whole goal, is to help bring others to Jesus Christ. So that we too, when they see us, when they hear us, they will be seeing Jesus. They will be hearing Jesus. So that with St. Paul, we could say, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. May it be so.